I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Mo, how much do you think on a yearly basis you spend on dating?
Ooh.
Throughout the whole year.
Throughout the entire year.
Because you're kind of old school. Like, you're like, if we're going out, I'm paying for it.
Well, I figure a couple dates a month, average out at about probably $150 a day, $300 a month.
Carry the one.
Well, now we have to do long math, so we're going to be here a lot. The new math.
What is that? 12 times 300? About $3,600 probably?
$3,600 a year? Is that what we're looking at?
Including gifts?
No.
You got to include gifts.
I think I want to be single again.
The average American invests about $120,000 in dating. $120,000 in dating?
A year?
In a lifetime?
In a lifetime.
Oh.
That's still a hell of a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
Makes sense with all the therapy bills I have.
And they list grooming, cosmetic products. 22% of millennials, 19% of Gen Z have dating debt.
Okay, flag on the play. That includes cosmetics and grooming. So haircuts and getting your nails done.
It doesn't seem like it should go in that category,
no,
right?
No, I would do that kind of stuff even if I weren't dating.
21% of those between 18 and 34 say they spent over $500 in dating debt last year.
Unless you're specifically going out, like you're buying an outfit for a date.
Yeah.
You're getting your nails done for the date.
$120,000 is not worth it.
That's a lot of money.
From what you guys are saying, what's out there, it doesn't sound worth it.
I don't know. Sometimes I can get a guy to spend a good amount of money on me. It's starting to add up a little bit.
All right. Speaking about dates, our phone screener Mikey here is in a tough situation because he's about to get in a fight with a guy in a wheelchair.
And I'll still lose that one. So there's a fella, he's a bouncer at a bar, and he's trying to court my lady.
How so?
How's he a bouncer at a bar in a wheelchair?
How so is he courting his lady? Thank you very much.
Well, it's not all his fault. Previous to knowing me, she was feeling good one night, and she called him daddy. So, she called the bouncer in the wheelchair daddy.
Why?
Because she was drunk.
She doesn't know. Nobody knows.
I mean, but like unprovoked? Like you're walking into the bar and she's just like, hey, daddy.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he's a real flirt, this guy, too.
Yeah.
Checks her license, probably, lets her in, and then she's like, thanks, daddy, or something.
Yeah. Okay. Then she went back the next week and apologized, but
she
felt bad about it.
I'm more offended that she went back than I am her saying it in the first
didn't
place.
I didn't mean that. So he's trying to court her is the problem now. He's got a crush on her. The latest thing to happen was he's invited her to Thanksgiving with his family.
Oh,
So it's real. I thought he was just like flirting with her in front of you. No, he's like trying to wife her up.
Trying to get her home. Trying to marry her.
And so it was her birthday the other night. So we were hanging out there. We were having fun. He rolls up to me and he says,
literally.
Literally.
He rolled up on me.
This is not using slang here. No. He's going to roll up on me.
My man really pulled up.
Yep.
He pulled up on me. It parallel parked right between the chairs. But he said this to me. Are you going to make sure she gets home safe? Not all.
He cares about her way more than you do. Maybe she's better safe.
Well, I'm thinking I need to get home safe, but also, like, what are you offering right now? To take my lady home with you? What kind of question is that?
Yeah, and a question wasn't, hey, both of you guys need to get home safe. Yeah, it's just like, are you going to make sure she's... He don't care about you.
Do you need my help getting your girlfriend home? And I said yes, so we loaded up in the car and took her home. But yeah, so I'm kind of in a weird situation here. I don't really know what to do. I'm not fighting anybody.
Well, I mean,
surely not now.
I feel like this is not something that you need to squash. This is something she needs to handle because she shouldn't lead on the bouncer in the wheelchair.
Should she go to Thanksgiving?
What?
No.
Is that even a question?
He's joking.
She didn't say yes, did she?
No.
But he knows that she's with all this, right? And he's still all disrespecting you like that.
Yeah, I know. Did he not take a look at me yet?
I feel like you should challenge him to a duel like it's the olden days. See, I'll meet you at dawn, buddy.
Maybe he can get you a wheelchair and y'all can joust.
I was thinking maybe like the wheelchair basketball something.
I like this. You need to wear like a batting glove in there one night and just take it off finger by finger. Yeah. And then just slap them across both cheeks, and it is on at 6.
And Abby, it was always high noon when they met out on the streets and did the duel.
Yeah. Not up on my medieval history.
It's a no-win situation.
He is kind of cool, though, because he has this one chair that he wears sometimes. I guess you don't wear it.
Oh, but he switches it up.
It doesn't have any front wheels on it, so it balances all day. Yeah. So, I don't know. He is kind of a catch. But
that may help a body strong too.
That's a losing proposition, fighting somebody in a wheelchair. You're supposed to win, and if you don't, dude, you look like an idiot.
How about the idea that you probably shouldn't fight somebody in a wheelchair?
Well, you shouldn't fight anybody, but it's
he pulled up on him.
Perception wise, you don't give him more of a break for being in a wheelchair.
Just kill his girl.
Yeah,
I'm just saying,
he's being rude, man.
I'm just saying, you do that, you're gonna go viral in a really bad way.
Yeah, I'm not wanting to, but these fists don't see handicap.
Oh my God. They don't see a handicap sticker.
Now, are you sure he is hitting on your girlfriend and not doing it in like I remember when I was in college, we had bars we would like habit the bartenders we became friends with, but not in a like romantic way, but in a way they would look out for you in almost a big brother or almost like a weird
daddy,
drunk daddy way. Honestly, in a drunk daddy way, but without all the ick. Like, are you sure he's not coming at it like, make sure my bar daughter gets home safe?
I'm absolutely positive. And if he said that that's his bar daughter, I'd also have a problem.
As you should, my friend.
The Burt Show.